Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Heaven can wait, we're only watching the skies. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young, or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we know.
All right, try this out for size. One of the listeners said, you know, it's nice to see that the Democrats are 0-4 after all the money they spent. They said, with that kind of track record, they could coach the Lions. Thanks, Tom, for that. I suppose they could. Alex, how are we doing there? All right, good. Anyhow, in the Georgia 6th Congressional District, Democrats said it was a referendum on Donald Trump. They poured money in from all over. Hollywood stars came in by the boatload. And when the money's all done being counted, it looks like the Democrats outspent the Republicans 7-1, more than $25 million they spent, maybe close to 30, and yet they come up short. Tim Young is the host of No Things Considered. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hey, what a great win last night. How funny was that?
You know, and I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, you know, Russia had a big night. They had to win in South Carolina, and they had to win in Russia, and they had to win in Georgia. You know, they had to win all over the world, and they come back, of course, because it was the Russian meddling, or it's because the people of the North Atlanta suburbs are racist, misogynist pigs. What is it? What are they going to blame today?
No. Today's story is going to be, it wasn't a referendum on Trump at all. It was just a good old-fashioned race. That's what they were running with on CNN last night.
Yeah, we were just kidding about the $25 or $28 million we spent. But the big question here, Tim, again, comes back to these polling numbers that were way off again. Coming into the final stretch, they had Ossoff up by 2. One poll had him leading by 7 points. I mean, somebody needs to get their together.
Yeah, I really enjoy like watching their sad faces. I think they should keep up the good work. The bad polling is fantastic TV. So you know, all of the hopes of all these TV hosts, MSNBC, and I'm sure Rachel Maddow had another cry fest last night. Just watching their hopes and dreams get crushed is amazing. So hey, don't fix it. I don't think it's broke.
So here's my question. What does this mean to you? Because you look at it. Does it have any indication of what could happen in 2018 at all? What do you see here?
I think the Republicans keep gaining. I've been saying for a while now that the more that there are protests, the more that the Democrats whine in public and go crazy, the more people are going to get pushed to Trump. I know a lot of my never-Trump friends have shifted to Trump now because they're like, wait, if he's angering Democrats this much and making them whine that much, I want to go to him. I think the Republicans are going to keep winning in 18 and 20.
You know, I think that's a possibility. I mean, obviously, it's a long way between here and there, and a lot of things can happen. But clearly, after what happened in Georgia's 6th Congressional District, we probably should put Robert Mueller on there for an investigation to see who colluded with who to get the win there, because clearly the Republicans can't win on their own.
With the amount of money that they're spending there, like, I would honestly consider voting for a different party if they sent me, like, a PlayStation 4 or a Nintendo Switch instead of, you know, them wasting $300, $400 a person.
Yeah, no kidding. Give me a game station here. We can have a little more fun. But that's what Democrats do anyway, Tim. They buy elections. They call it Obamacare. They call it expanding Social Security. They call it Medicaid. They've been buying elections and buying votes since 1933. It's an American fact. It's history. And the problem is when they say don't vote for those Republicans because they'll take away this and they'll take away this. It's all about buying votes. But in this particular case, they weren't able to buy it through television advertising because when it's all said and done, they have no message. I mean, what are they actually running on? They're running on identity politics, but is there actually an agenda, a message, an economic message, things that people actually care about? Because I certainly don't see it and I certainly don't hear it.
No, and you know what was interesting about this whole Ossoff thing, and I'm really glad that they beat the drum and the Republicans appropriately beat the drum of him not living in the Georgia 6th Congressional District. He was on a few different networks the other day talking about how he wasn't even going to move because he's going to stay in where he's living right now, even as an elected official for Georgia 6th, because his fiance is in school. It's like, okay, we'll get your priorities straight. Where are you running for office to begin with there?
Well, I live on the edge of the district. That's good enough. You know, in many places, if you're a police officer now, for example, or a firefighter, you have to live in the city or wherever you work. And the same should be true if you represent a district Although we have a lot of absentee representation because they go to Washington to live, but we should at least have some people here. I think it should be required, Tim, to live in the district from which you are elected. But that's up to the people of the individual districts, I suppose, to come up with that answer.
Yeah, it just that one kind of boggles my mind that you wouldn't want the person to at least pretend to live there. I mean, that's the old trick is that, you know, everybody usually doesn't live there. Once they get elected, they come to D.C., but at least they have like a pretend house or a pretend apartment there.
The only thing that bothers me on a day like today is that I can't watch MSNBC to start my day. I have to sit here and do this job as opposed to watching them boohoo and try to come up with excuses for the loss. Rachel Maddow ought to be entertaining tonight. You know, seriously, I mean, I've already read Vox and I've read Slate. And the excuses are starting to pile up already. But if it was a referendum on Donald Trump, the Democrats ought to take notice because he only won that district by 1.5 points. Handel won by almost 6 points. If this is a referendum on Donald Trump, people apparently are not tired of winning yet.
They love that Trump. And by the way, I feel bad for you that you don't get to watch Morning Joe in the morning. I like to call Morning Joe. Joe and Mika are America's favorite lesbian couple, and I love watching them every morning.
Well, there you go. You know, didn't Joe used to be a conservative? Wasn't he a Republican? Didn't he used to be somebody?
The money wasn't good, man. You got to jump ships when they're paying you to be on TV and carry a narrative.
You know, and weren't they friends with Donald Trump at one point until they all had a big breakup? You know, a big public divorce.
Hey, listen, rappers loved Donald Trump. They wanted to be him. A lot of Hollywood loved him up until the point, like, I mean, they were all great friends up until the point that he was like, oh, wait, I'm running for president.
And then it was all over.
Let's do it.
All right, yeah, No Things Considered. Where can people find No Things Considered?
We are on Daily Caller's Facebook page every night, seen by about 150,000 people a night now, so it's pretty good. We're beating Morning Joe, so it's fantastic.
That is pretty strong. So you're on Daily Caller's Facebook page every night, beginning at what time?
7:30 p.m. Eastern.
7:30. So well,
6:30 p.m. your time.
Yeah. So you're clubbing, Morning Joe like a baby seal. I like that, Tim. I appreciate that. And you go ahead and enjoy your day and enjoy watching the tears and the excuses flow.
The tears are delicious.
Aren't they,
you
though? Too. Tim Young, host of No Things Considered. You can find him on the Daily Caller Facebook page. 7:30, as he said, Eastern time. 6:30 our time, I suppose. And I do miss the opportunity. I wasn't kidding. I miss the opportunity to watch some of these programs. I can't stay up late after the election like that because, well, I've got to talk to you, and I want to be, you know, cognizant. I want to be relatively engaged and awake, I suppose, so I don't stay up too late. Besides, Ivy gets mad at me if I stay up too late. She says I get grumpy, which I find hard to believe. A sweet guy like me get grumpy. And then I don't get a chance to see it in the morning either because well, because I'm here. So I miss a lot of the most, as Tim put it, some of the more delicious comments that happen. And that's kind of disappointing to me because I enjoy, you know, I had to go back after Election Day in 2016 and watch some of the best of clips of the meltdowns when people realize, people on the left, people on these left-leaning, left-wing, alt-left networks realize that Donald Trump was actually going to carry the day. I had to go back and enjoy it personally for myself. At any rate, there you have it, the Georgia 6th all done. And the Republican wins by, what, almost 6 points. This part of the program brought to you, my friends, by my friends, that is, at Northville Lumber. They sell more maintenance-free Trex decking than anyone in the Midwest. It's the perfect decking material, I'll tell you that. Maintenance-free. To find out more, log on to northvillelumber.com. Northvillelumber.com, the greatest selection here in the Midwest. I'm Steve Gruber. I'll be right back.